Is that piss water you drinking again?
Yeah, I got it back.
I don't think you keep drinking nasty.
I just walked in the room, bro. I walked in the room. I was like, damn, I'm about to do a sober pod. I walked in the room. This shit was right here. I said, yo, that's crazy.
You leave the wine laying out?
Yeah, I just left it there. I forgot about it.
Do you cover it? Like, do you have a cork, not corkscrew, but like a wine stopper?
Boy, what kind of wine you think this is, dog? This shit come with a cap. Fuck you think is going on around here?
No, no.
Man, I don't drink wine without no with no cork ever since I met Robert Mondavi. I don't drink wine with corks in it no more.
No, make stop that.
Yeah, stop that shit.
Too good for it? I mean.
Nah, we got to keep it with the essence, you know what I'm saying? Got to keep it. Can't get too bougie. This will keep me mellow.
Oh, okay. I feel you. So I'm doing. Let me do the science. So the science is you purposely just do poverty, ghetto-stricken activities.
Yeah, I got to keep
you mellow.
Yeah,
because if you get too, you know, not, I don't want to say bougie is the word. That's the word you use. But if you get too refined, yeah, you don't know what the street's talking about no more. You can't relate.
Nah, you lose your essence, man. It's like after the first album, you know what I'm saying? Niggas can't never make that second album because you don't know what that's about no more.
Yeah, you're right. I bought some linen pants and I forgot who I was. So I can relate.
I said on that cocaine album, man, you like white girls getting money, start acting phony. I said niggas don't never hear that part. You know what I'm saying?
They don't.
Niggas don't never hear that part, bro. That is what it is.
Let's go introduce this pod, though. It's episode 29, 29, 29. You know any languages?
No.
Okay, that's where it stops then. How's the Cloud Podcast, ladies and gentlemen?
Ain't no point in me learning no other language and everybody speak English. Ain't no point in that shit, all right? So stop trying to force feed that shit to me. Not to you, but like to people. Like, stop telling me that silly ass shit, bro. Everybody knows English.
We stumbled upon an ant rant. I didn't know that was gonna trigger you.
Yeah, cause niggas be saying some silly ass shit like, oh, it'd be so good if you learned these other languages, dog. Niggas only say that shit and niggas ain't never been nowhere. If you leave the country, everybody speaks English. Everybody at least knows enough to get you by. Like, come on, you don't need to know that shit, bro. As long as America has the strongest military and we control all the geopolitics, everybody gonna speak English. Like, you go to Dubai, all the traffic signs are in Arabic and then they're in English. And that's anywhere you go.
Yeah.
Anywhere in the world that you want to go. You know what I'm saying? Now, you want to go to some third world fucking country, then nah, it probably ain't gonna be like that. But, you know, I digress. Mm-hmm.
I feel you. This is actually not think about it. This is a point you had made before, though.
Yeah, I said that before.
Yeah. I remember that you said that thing about the Arabic the sign.
It wasn't on this podcast, though. It was on another podcast.
Okay.
This the rebrand. You dig?
I think this one too, though. But we'll still segue out. But yeah, man, how's everything going? How's the week? How's the week treating you?
Man, I just keep fucking partying, bro. I can't get away from this shit, man.
The last 2 weeks you've been partying, literally after saying you're not doing nothing no more.
Yeah. In the last 2 days, I've been partying, dog.
I don't know how you party on weekdays. This is what's wild to me.
Motherfuckers keep having birthdays. It's like I'm in the mafia, dog. Like, I just keep going to fucking birthday parties.
But why do people, I mean, this is a thing of mine. Why do people have birthday parties in the middle of the work week? Just move it to the weekends.
Because, like, after the day, it's kind of like, it's not really, you know what I'm saying? It's not really a thing no more.
No, you still celebrate your birthday, whether it's the day of.
If your birthday is on a Wednesday, that's trash. Like,
you celebrate on Friday.
Or you celebrate the Friday before or the Friday after.
Either one to me is acceptable.
You know what I'm saying? So then, but then, if you celebrate the Friday before, what are you going to do? You're just going to sit on your house on your birthday? Nah, you're going to go out again.
No, you still do. All right, so. The birthday has levels, right? So you do something generally big or relatively big, depending on your friend space on the weekend before or after, depending on just, whatever activities you may want to indulge in. I don't know maybe it's a concert that happens to fall after or, just something special that makes a decision for you. Then the day of, you just get maybe get you a little cupcake or if you have a girl or boyfriend, y'all just do something together, you just minimize it on the day of. but you still do something else.
Yeah, that just sounds boring. But either way, I've been fucking going out. Like, first it was my old lady brother girlfriend, her birthday. Then it's my old lady sister birthday. That was yesterday.
Time out. Backtrack. But we got to unravel some stuff.
Yeah.
Whose birthday was it?
My old lady's brother's girlfriend.
Okay. Let's talk real quick.
Yeah.
Because I want to pick your brain. Did you feel obligated to go to that?
Yeah, kind of.
Why?
Because, I don't know, maybe I'm just in a toxic relationship. Because she was going to go, so then she wanted me to go. So I was like, fuck. What am I do?
Okay. Okay, I see the problem now. So you, okay. Now I'll take that back. I was going to say, what? She must. Oh, okay. Let's take it back. How fly is she with your brother? Well, how fly is your old lady with her brother? Let's start there.
They see each other every day.
Okay, so they're, that's a real family. Okay.
Yeah.
How fly is she with the old lady with her brother's girlfriend, though?
I don't know. This shit, first time I met her was yesterday, or 2 days ago.
See, because that would. See, this is the trickle down about relationships. So, yeah, this is where it's very political, right? Because knowing me, and I think knowing you to the degree, he probably didn't want to go.
Did I want to go? I don't know.
All right, before okay, let's revisit.
If it wasn't, maybe I
before you know where it is, because that can play a role too. You might want to go just because it's somewhere you like to go.
Nah.
So taking away wherever it was at, did you want to go off the strength of? This is your old lady's boyfriend. I'm sorry, your old lady's brother's girl.
No, not really.
Okay. So, see, what happened here is, and this is crazy. The world relationships are really crazy. Just like, not love relationships, but the dynamics of them. Of just how things work and what makes people do things, right? Mm-hmm. The fact that your old lady is so close to her brother, she would be, he probably asked her to, you know, come out to, you know, support, because I doubt they could be that close. I can't imagine what world they would be that close. That's a weird friendship to establish.
It's by him being
friends with and your then siblings,
it's three sisters. Together. You see what I'm saying? It's three sisters. So all three of the sisters went. So it's the three sisters, his girlfriend, him.
See what this tells me is your old lady loves her brother a lot.
Yeah, she just don't got no fucking friends, man.
Well, let's not put the reason why, maybe. But let's light it bright. But, yeah, I was just thinking, because see, me, I don't know. Yeah, that probably, like, that chain of how I got to you being invited probably would have stopped at the fact that it's my sibling's significant other.
And then I'm the one that has to, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, organize this whole thing together. You know what I mean? Like, I'm the one. See, I'd have paid myself into the corner as the party guy. Why are you organizing? Because I didn't paint myself into the corner as the party guy. So now I have to.
And,
yeah, so now I have to be the one. You know what I'm saying? Now I have to be the one. You know what I mean? I didn't know that was going. See, I didn't know that was going to happen when I was out here doing this shit. You know what I'm saying?
See, you. That's a plight. Let's talk about that. You know what? This week to me, let's spice it up this week. Before we generally talk about pop culture and whatnot, let's spice it up. Let's talk about life today.
Yeah,
I mean, we'll get into shit later because Spider-Man trailer dropped, so we gotta cover that. But let's talk about how people get painted into roles, like, like archetypes.
Yeah,
like we're like living a simulation. Like you're known as the party guy, therefore, for every event that happens, you either hit up with the "Are you going?" or "Where's a good spot?" The like, "What's the move?" I would hate to be that guy.
Yeah, it's not fun, man.
I hate to be that guy. You don't want to go nowhere. And then people think something wrong with you. Like, they're going to think you're, like, sad if you don't want to party.
Yeah, like, if I ain't getting drunk and shit, dog, niggas like, yo, what's going on? Like, if I'm drinking water, dog, niggas like, yo, what's going on, man? Somebody must be down or something, dog. Like, nah, I just got to work in the morning, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, see. Okay, well, so are you anything else besides the party guy that you can acknowledge or that you're aware of?
No, that's pretty much it.
The party guy. Okay.
I'm just party guy. But then I got somebody else. Like, I got somebody else. And he's the party guy. You see what I'm saying? It's like I throw that shit onto him, and then you do all the party shit. You make all the decisions, and then I'll just chill. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
So it's like different groups, you're different people.
Okay. See, I'm kind of universally. What am I universally? I'm universally the movie guy in my groups. Like, and that gets daunting.
Yeah.
Because I have to have a review or opinion about everything that ever came out.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I just want to say it ain't that good. Or actually, you know what was worse? And here's the worst part about it. See, the party guy, you can bite your tongue sometimes, right?
Yeah.
But there's nothing worse than the movie guy who's almost talking about a movie they loved and you hated it. And you're trying so hard not to, because just like, I can sit here and tell you why that movie is terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you ever been around someone who likes Madea?
No.
Okay. It's hard to sit there around someone like Madea and like not talk disparagingly about the Madea movies.
Or somebody that likes Ludacris.
Okay, that's your equivalent?
Yeah, it's like, yeah.
Ludacris, do you rap Madea?
Yeah, or Kendrick Lamar. It's just like, God.
All right, now you're reaching.
All right. No, for real. Like, or Earl Sweatshirt or fucking like, I'll never forget the time I had to pretend to like these motherfuckers, dog. That shit felt disgusting, dog. That's probably how women feel when they fuck old guys for money.
Probably. I mean, it might be actually worse because now you're doing the physical. Like, is it worth it? You know what I mean?
Yeah, dog, I'm sitting here like, oh man, this shit is so crazy, bro. Like, it's just a fury.
Yeah, but yeah, okay. So I've become so like that gets okay. Being the guy of anything's gotta be. What do you think? Is there anything that you could be that you'd be okay with, like the rest of your life?
No, I don't want to be nothing. Like the older I get, the more I just want to just be like, yo, man, I don't want to be nothing. No, don't know me as shit. Okay.
Because I will say the party guy has an expiration date, in my opinion. Like, damn, when you're 50, no one's gonna hit you up like, yo, where's the brunch at?
You know what shit, I mean? Man, listen, I'll be watching these motherfuckers, dog. These old people be partying, man.
Oh, I don't know. Based on your location, you might be the party guy forever. Then
I'm gonna die, this bitch, dog. These old fuckers be partying, bro.
But you know what gets me hit in the head though?
What?
It's like, oh, God. So being the movie guy is like when someone wants to watch something or they say they saw a movie, they start giving you all these vague references and stuff. And you have to then like, it's like you can't name the movie they're trying to name. It's like you feel like you're letting them down.
Yeah.
So it's like a burden to like always be able to. Oh, that's the like if someone's they're trying to name Godfather 3, I need to know what happened in Godfather 3.
Yeah.
Otherwise, like I let them down.
You know what's worse than that? Being the tech guy.
Oh, tech guy got it bad. Tech guy's got it bad.
Every that time might be something the worst breaks, guy dog. Every time. My printer doesn't work. Hey, can you fix this?
Oh, and it'd be the simplest solutions 9 times out of 10, too.
Mm-hmm.
Or something you could have Googled, honestly.
Yeah.
Oh, I take that back. Yeah, I'd rather be, okay, the party guy. All right, hierarchy of worst to best. Tech guy, party guy, movie guy. I think, I think it's daunting. Like, even though I think movie guy is a little more daunting overall, because party guy, you only got to come out every like 3 days a week. You know what I mean?
You got to come out 3 days a week, dog.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, someone's requiring my knowledge probably once a day.
Man, how hard is that?
This is why I put it last. It's not hard, but it's just like every day I got to say something about
bro,
this.
I spent 3 days a week, 3 days this week, dog. I'm
party guy is definitely more physical.
I'll wake it up.
It's definitely physical. Like, you're losing years in your life.
I'm damn near about to die. And nobody cared, dog.
You're losing years in your life.
Tech guy
sucks too, because like if you fail being a tech guy, then people like find new tech guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but that's not a bad thing though. Like somebody else could be the tech guy, man.
Yeah, but like it's still like a slight though. Like once you become a tech guy, you kind of have to be a tech guy. Like the party movie guy, they never lose their roles.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, the music guy loses their job, but the movie guy hardly ever loses their job.
That's a fact.
It's like, because I don't know why it's like that. It's like if I recommend 3 movies to you and you hate 2 of them, but love one of them, cool. But if I recognize you three albums, you hate two of them, and I only like or love one of them, you kind of look at my taste differently. Like, the suggestion for movie for music is way less subjective usually.
Yeah, music is so personal. That's why.
Which you would think they'd get more of a shot. Like, I feel like a good movie is a good movie. I don't know.
Nah, because like music, it's like you be like music is like which the type of music that you like. That's like your personality. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's not good music and bad music. There's good movies and then there's bad movies. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, I feel your point.
Like, it's niggas that can say Illmatic, like, okay, like The Godfather, great movie. Illmatic, great album. But you know what? You can't play Illmatic for everybody. Niggas gonna be out there like, that's just trash.
That's true. But at the same time, though, there's people who don't appreciate good movies, usually because of time.
Yeah,
like,
but
older movies get some, like, I know people don't like Rocky.
Yeah, I mean, I don't like Rocky. I'm not the biggest Rocky guy neither, but nobody, the average person not going to be like, yo, Rocky sucks.
Nah, I've seen it.
Nah, because it's different to suck. Like, Scary Movie, like, 3, that's a bad movie.
Nah, I've seen some people like, I don't know, if you introduce Rocky in 2021 to people who've never seen it before, I was kind of astonished. Like, I was like, I don't like Rocky.
Rocky is like, yeah, you didn't like it, but you're not going to be like, yo, this shit was fucking trash. Like, give me those 2 hours back.
I've heard something close to that.
Nah, that's just cap, because like, we could put on goddamn Scary Movie 3 and you will fucking be like, holy, why are we wasting my time with this?
Yeah, well, you would think that, but some people like what they like, so.
Man.
All right, well, we're 17 minutes in, so let's go ahead and get into some actual topics real quick, since we ain't had much on docket.
Yeah, we pulled the Rory and Maul.
We pulled the Rory and Maul? Are we Rory and Maul?
Fuck no. I never sell out my brother for a white man. Nigga sold out his brother, dog, for Rory. Let Rory took the money. You know, I knew it was the beginning of the end for them niggas when Nicki Minaj kicked Joe out and them two stayed. That's when I knew the writing was on the wall.
Mm-hmm. Wait, what's that?
When Joe, Rory, and Maul, they went to the Nicki Minaj podcast. Nicki kicked Joe out. Them two niggas stayed.
That did happen.
See, that's the writing on the wall right there.
Dot connector. Yeah, dot that's connector. It. All right, so where do you want to start? I guess Spider-Man, No Way Home. I mean, I mentioned it already, so I feel like it's the elephant in the room. Might as well, biggest story of the week.
Yeah, fuck it, come on.
I know, usually we do music first, but I think this kind of supersedes.
Did you watch the trailer?
Did I watch the trailer? All right, look. I watched it. Do you see any views the trailer got?
Yeah.
Broke Endgame. More people have seen that trailer in one day than they've seen the Avengers Endgame trailer.
And let's social think about media, that. Man.
The magnitude of Endgame was, what, 20? No, not 20. I'm sorry. 10 years in the making?
Mm-hmm.
And the third Spider-Man movie did that? I mean, granted, we know why it did that. But.
Yeah, because you getting like you got so much shit going on, but still, I mean, it's just like it's a build up, you know what I'm saying?
Well, before we get into it, let's talk about the fact. Well, let's go back to the fact that salute my plug, my sources was right when I did my little insight what the movie was gonna be.
Yeah, I basically know the plot.
Yeah, so when the trailer came out, I saw Doctor Strange in the snow sanatorium. I was like, oh snap! Like my man really knew he really got the truth. He really saw things. So, yeah. Well, I mean, I think since this is probably a trailer everyone's seen, let's just talk about what we took from it. Mm-hmm. So, people are saying, I'm blind. People are saying the lizard is in this trailer for like 1 second. Like the claw or something.
I mean, they're doing the Sinister Six. So, Electro, Green Goblin.
Well, Electro, we see like the Thunderbolt. We know he's cast. The Thunderbolt thing, like that's a safe jump to conclusion, right? Even though you don't physically see Jamie Foxx in the trailer.
Yeah.
Doc Ock, we see him. Like that's there, guaranteed. Pumpkin Bomb, Green Goblin. We can assume it's William Dafoe. Either way, that's three people. Two heavily teased. One outright revealed. Right.
All right.
So
what is that for?
No, Doc Ock. Doc Ock for sure. That's guaranteed.
Doc Ock, Green Goblin.
A Green Goblin. And of course, we can, with a lot of certainty or, I guess, reasonable degree, say these people are in the movie. But since we only saw the trailer, I'm using the grading scale of what could be a reach, right? Mm-hmm. So Doc Ock is definitely in the movie. Mm-hmm. There is a pumpkin bomb with a laugh. Probably William Dafoe. It is William Dafoe, but just for the sake of being transparent, I guess, we'll just say a Green Goblin. Mm-hmm. Saw the lightning bolt. We know Jamie Foxx is playing Electro, so we know Electro's in there. So that's three, two with a heavy P, but really three, right? Mm-hmm. Now, people are saying in the shot with the lightning bolt, you see sand going around, and that could be Sandman. So that one, while could be a reach, is, let's say, four.
Oh, we know for sure it's going to be six of them.
Yeah. There's a lizard thing. I just can't see well, like, details. So people, the still from the movie, not the movie, but the trailer people have been passing around of a lizard claw, apparently, I still don't see it. But I saw a clip. The part when Peter's in the black suit, someone paused it and put like and brightened the image up. And you do see claw marks across his chest. That sells me more lizards in it than whatever that image is in the dark of something clawing at him, right?
Hey, how many Spider-Man movies did Andrew Garfield get? Did he just get one and done, or did he get two?
He got two.
Okay.
Electro from the second one.
Oh, right.
So we got three. Confirm two possibles, but strong twos, right?
Yep.
So that leaves us with a sixth spot, which I feel, and here's my thing. And I know the rumor sixth spot is the rhino from the second Andrew Garfield movie.
Yeah, I don't want that.
But does it feel, I mean, maybe I'm just overreacting, but if they give us five villains in the trailer, right? I feel like whoever the sixth one is should be a big reveal. And Rhino wouldn't be a big reveal.
See, I thought it was going to be, I think it's going to be like Vulture. Because that's the only villain from this universe that wouldn't be part of it.
Well, yeah, Vulture works. But thinking of the fact that, all right, if you can give us five villains in your trailer, and we know it's the Sinister Six, the sixth one has to be something unexpected.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, like,
when Scorpion?
Well, see, I thought Scorpion was a shoo-in, but under my thinking, him being the sixth one would be a little let down too. Unless there is no Lizard or Sandman.
So who the hell would you want?
Well, I want Scorpion. But I'm going off of what people kind of pointed out in the trailer. Because I'm leaning toward that actually is the Lizard, and I think that is Sandman. Even though I would rather see Scorpion. So that's what I'm kind of like. Should the sixth I feel like if they did do the pumpkin bomb, the reveal for the Green Goblin being number six would make more sense. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So maybe, I don't know, unless they just don't care. Maybe the sixth member isn't supposed to be like a thing. I'm just making a thing. But I just feel like from a marketing perspective, you want people talking, you should lead like... Who's the sixth man would be a good little, you know,
kind of. Yeah, I mean, but dog, niggas gonna watch the movie regardless. So I don't think we need another marketing goddamn gimmick with the shit.
Well, I mean, they're doing it because, I mean, the fact that we didn't see Toby or Andrew, I mean, they're saving that.
No. Listen to me. Listen to this. Were there two trailers that dropped?
No.
Because I saw them, boys.
Now, there's a leak set image of them.
No. I saw them boys in a trailer. It was like Buddy was in a movie theater with an iPhone, and it was him. Like, they don't have no cameo role. Like, it's really them boys gonna be in the movie. I seen them three swinging together like through Manhattan. I seen that.
Oh, that was a fake then. That was a fake.
No, it was real. Fake ones out there. No, it was real. I seen that shit, man. I seen Tobey Maguire in the spider suit. Meet this Tom Holland nigga. I seen that shit with my own eyes.
It's some good fakes out there. I'm trying.
No, it's not a fake. That, man, I'm telling you. It was like
official. That's not an official trailer.
It was like in a movie theater in like overseas or something. It was like in the opening credits or something. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you go see a movie and then they play.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. No, that was a fake. That was for that because people. Yeah. No, I knew you're talking about that. That was a fake. This was a good fake. It got a lot. It was a good fake. It was a damn good fake.
What?
Yeah, I'm trying to tell you, people are getting crazy. These fakes are getting pretty. Technology is wild.
I was like,
yeah, because like there's a certain point where you see a scene that came from some other movie, like they did a good job. I know you're talking about now.
What?
Yeah.
Why the fuck? Why would they do that?
Because they want people to click their video. I guess I don't know the real reason.
Like, you know how deep that is. Like, you in a movie theater. And how the fuck do you fake that? It shit look like it came off a camera phone.
Listen, it was wild.
Yo, this shit is getting crazy.
Because that did spread like for a couple days because people couldn't prove it wasn't fake for some because they were like, this looks too real. And eventually got proven fake by like some scene that was in there that like, oh, this came from. What you call it?
Bullshit. Man, I swear to God, these niggas just got cameos. Marvel done got me again.
Well, no. Well, see, here's the thing. I think they might be getting a little loose now because it's the cat out the bag, really. But now it's kind of like really out the bag. Like the same day that the trailer dropped, there was a set photo that someone used some technology to see if it was Photoshop and proved it was not Photoshop. And it was Andrew in the suit, Toby in the suit. So it's not a cameo. They wouldn't put them in the suit for just a cameo like that.
You never know with these boys, because I thought this whole shit was going to tie into Loki, but no, it's just Doctor Strange. Oh, hey, let me just use my powers and make people forget he's Spider-Man. I thought this shit was going to tie into like Loki and then be like the multiverse and blah blah blah.
Well, let's talk about it because I think the trailer might give more questions than answers than anything, right? Mm. So, there's a lot of theories going around. Of course, there's always theories in these movies. Doctor Strange, does he seem out of character to you?
Yeah, I heard that too, but. Not really. It just seemed like
without hearing people talk about that, did you think anything was off?
When I first saw the trailer, no, I didn't think that was different.
The only thing that threw me off was
I just thought the shit was stupid as fuck that he would just be like, all right, come on, let me just work some magic and make everybody forget. I thought that was stupid.
That was my thing. I was like, that seemed like a real and then why is he chasing him? Like something is I'm sure there's gonna be an explanation. I don't think it's like Mephisto was really, you know, I don't think it's anything like that.
Oh, I ain't following up that Mephisto shit again. Hell.
Well, you saw the poster with that devil in disguise.
Yeah, I ain't following that shit again. They're gonna get me with that one. No, sir. Not no Mephisto. No.
But I think there's something going on. I don't think he's like a Skrull or he's Mephisto. But I do think something isn't quite up and up there.
Yeah.
Because it feels weird he would just help him like that with something so daunting and then be chasing him.
I mean, like but you
like, why are you running? Like, no, no.
That's Marvel writing, though. That's the type of shit they be doing.
That's true.
That's the type of shit they be doing. Like, Feige, you a genius, but you was a tricky genius. Like, you be doing some lazy shit.
Well, the add on to it, the reason why I think something else is going on here is people point out in Infinity War, the little eye of Agamotto got crushed on Titan, right?
Yeah.
And in the trailer, he's got it back. So unless they explain that, that feels like that's a hint that something ain't right here. Mm. You know what I mean? And of course, they could easily throw in a line that like he remade it.
But, yeah, it's Doctor Strange. Apparently, he could do whatever the fuck he want.
But yeah, I don't know. I just
he could bring Vanessa Blue Black and have her lose 20 pounds and look sexy again. Doctor Strange, he can do everything.
But I will say I didn't understand what that was. I will say I'm on my radar of Doctor Strange being evil / corrupted at some point in the movie. I'm at like a 15%.
I don't believe none of that.
I'm leaving room for it to be a thing. Do I feel that way? No, I think so. Okay.
No, it's not gonna happen.
So what's your percentages about? So how'd you like the reveal of how they actually are going to do the whole multiverse thing or like how the spell works. Because I hate it. Because I need to see. I was like, how are they going to explain? Like, it seems like a little jump. Like, all right, Doctor Strange is going to do a spell, and then somehow it's going to go wrong. Like, what's going to make it go wrong? I'm not mad at how it went wrong. Like, it gets messed up because he's a teenager, and he's putting all these little conditionals to the spell.
Yeah, but what kind of fucking spell is this? I ain't never heard nobody cast a spell and then another person could jump in your spell and make shit different. In all my years of watching TV and movies and magic, like, you can't just, another person can't just hop in the spell and change the spell.
Well, the thing is, here, I understand this.
Have you ever seen that before?
Well, based on what we're getting is the spell, he's pulling from the multiverse to pull, I guess. I mean, of course, we have to see the movie to understand. But he's pulling something from the multiverse to erase people's memory of him being Spider-Man, right? Mm-hmm. But him adding on these select people who have to know, create, because if he's pulling from the multiverse, he's pulling from all these other people in the multiverse, which I feel, I mean, let's say you need to, like, I guess the only analogy I can give is if I have 300,000 pages of paper, right? Mm-hmm. And I need to get the one, and they're all white sheets. I need to get this one piece of paper. It has like a red dot in the middle, right? Mm-hmm. I have to, and let's say if I pull out the wrong piece of paper, like a Jenga, it all just crumbles.
Yeah.
I need to get that one page at the right time with the right precision. That's how I'm looking at it. Otherwise, everything's about to crumble down. So I'm assuming that's because if it kind of makes a little sense. Like if I'm casting a spell or I'm doing some magical woohoo, right?
Yeah.
And I'm using to wipe people's memories of you doing something or being something. Mm. And I'm pulling from some mysticism. And then you keep coming in the midst of me doing it. Like, oh yeah, but this person and this person and this person. Oh yeah, but they gotta know. You see what I'm saying? You see how difficult that probably makes it?
Yeah, but I ain't never seen, listen. I'm 31 years old. I've been watching TV since I was like 5. I ain't never seen magic work like that. I ain't never seen a nigga be able, if I'm doing a spell and you next to me, you can't just say some shit and that shit interfere with my spell unless we doing a spell together. But we not doing no spell together. Look, I'm doing the spell.
I'm not mad if it makes sense. If they can make it make sense, I ain't gonna be mad at it.
I ain't seen it in 30 years. I ain't never seen it happen, but hey, whatever.
I don't care. I'm always good for new
experiences. Kevin Feige, you won't make your own magic rules. It's fine. Doctor Strange can do whatever. Cool. Mwah. I love it.
Okay.
I think it's lazy when you got Kang over there. You just made me waste all this fucking time watching goddamn Loki. Oh, the multiverse Kang is coming back. Oh, I would think shit would like blend into something. You know, that's what you tell me. This is all connected, but Doctor Strange just did the shit by himself. So Kang, I don't know. It ain't even matter, I guess.
Let's not say that because I got a theory that's going to tie us all together. Hopefully I'm right because this would make it feel more real to me, right?
Man, see, boys got us like this before with the Quicksilver. You remember that? Like, oh, we wouldn't just cast him to be like that. No. It's all going to connect. This shit ain't connect to nothing. They just cast that nigga, man.
Well, actually, Marvel never said that. Because remember, they never announced him out as Quicksilver. He just showed up in the show, and we just took it and ran.
But come on, man. You know what you're doing.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Look, what you was doing.
We talked about, though, like, is the Mandarin twist is a reason to be mad about. You cast this man, say he's a Mandarin. They never said he was Quicksilver. He just showed up, and
cast Quicksilver. Talking about the next phase is going to be multiverse, and everything's connected, and blah, blah, blah.
They never said it, though. That's some rat shit, man.
They know what the fuck they was doing. That's some rat shit.
Now, going back to Loki real quick, and this will tie it all up. So, the He Who Remains says he doesn't know what happens at a certain threshold. At the threshold of the cross, he doesn't know what happens next, right? Uh-huh. My thinking is the threshold is what Spider-Man and Doctor Strange do.
Nah, the threshold was like when they was there. Like they first when they was there, he didn't know what they was gonna do or something like that. That's what I thought it was.
You might be right. I would like it to be he knows this is going to happen. And from that point on, he has no idea what happens next.
Yeah, I mean, that would be cute, but that's not Kevin Feige, just a piece of shit.
That's what it is.
That's what it is. He's just making me watch all this shit, man. This shit don't even got nothing to do with nothing. But it's all right.
I'm gonna watch it. It's a good show. He's pretty good at retcon stuff and like things that literally had nothing to do with each other at the time now do.
Yeah, I mean, I'm still watching. It was a good show.
So, what's your hope for this in the end? Like, what do you hope they accomplish? Do you think someone should die? Do you think this will get Sony their own Spider-Man and Marvel gets their own Spider-Man? They leave each other alone. Like, what's the goal? What do you think this movie does? I feel like this is setting up something for Sony because they've been trying to do the Sinister Six for a while.
Yeah,
I feel like they're just doing a Marvel dime now.
Pretty much. What I hope is, I hope Andrew Garfield gets another Spider-Man movie. That'd be nice. That's the only thing. I just hope for a good movie. And then if I had it my way, Andrew Garfield would get another Spider-Man movie.
Okay. Here's why I think it's going to happen. I think, and maybe not here because I don't know what the contract looks like, but I do think this is their way of getting Spider-Man back, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, Sony?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit.
I think this is their way of getting Spider-Man back, but I think they're going to throw Marvel a bone. And because, I mean, they're making too much money off this stuff. This is the most profitable Spider-Man's probably ever been, thanks to the MCU. So I think they're going to throw Marvel a bone with Miles Morales. That's my gut guess.
So Sony's going to get Miles Morales?
No, Sony's going to take Tom Holland because he's established.
Hell no. No, Marvel's not giving away Tom Holland. Fuck no. Hell no. That's like, we made this man and we just gonna give him to you? Hell no.
Because Sony has the rights. To a degree, they have to bend over Sony. To a degree.
Yeah, but I think Tom Holland is best in the MCU. Without the MCU, Tom Holland ain't shit. Tom Holland is Andrew Garfield without the MCU.
Well, I mean, but the thing is, you take this established character that we built up, add him to your little pissy universe with Venom and whatnot, and then you at least carry over something.
You think Tom Holland crossed, will go for that?
I don't know if he has a choice. His contract is with Sony, technically.
Yeah, but Tom Holland, not going
he was the one that got them boys to get back. Like when the news came out that they lost the rights again or they fell out, he was the one that called them drunkenly saying, "Yeah, y'all gotta fix this because I want to be Spider-Man and hang out over here."
Yeah, it's Tom Holland staying in the MCU, man. Everybody likes Spider-Man. They might get them a little Miles. I'm surprised they don't have a little Miles Morales thing in here so y'all can get y'all universe off the ground. But they happy with Venom. They got a Venom and Carnage movie. I mean, maybe it'd be all right.
Well, I mean, they have referenced Miles Morales very subtly already. Actually, not even that subtle. No, it's not subtle at all. It's blatant.
Yeah, so when Tom Holland get too old, your ass is out of here too. So, get to step
right, in. We'll see.
Riri Williams about to pop up. Yo, Marvel is slick as fuck, dog.
Yeah, I mean, so yeah, that's the other thing. Riri Williams is going to appear in Black Panther 2 first, which makes sense, I guess. I mean, if you're going to see her anywhere, there's not going to be another Iron movie coming out, so you got to put her somewhere.
Who the fuck is going to be Black Panther, though? Why are we here?
Black Panther 2 is the biggest mystery to me because I don't know how they're about to do this movie without Black Panther.
Who the fuck is gonna be Black? And they ain't even like you would think in the comics somebody else would be Black Panther.
Well, here's my thing. I'm not even that. Because I can see them doing the movie without the Black Panther, like without Chadwick Boseman. Like I can see them doing a movie where like they just grieve the position, and then like there's the Atlanteans coming to attack. So like the movie is about Wakanda versus Atlanta. I mean not Atlanta. Wakanda versus Atlantis, but without any leadership, right? Like, how do the people rally at a time of crisis? You know what I mean? Like, that's a movie right there in itself. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but who you going to watch? Shuri? Who going to be the main character? Shuri going to be the main character?
It'll be... it's Marvel.
The nigga from... what's the face? The nigga from the movie?
Well, this
Get
is
out,
right.
That nigga.
This is, I mean, it's an ensemble. It'll be them. Got a big dude, Winston Duke. Like it'll be like an ensemble thing, but then if you're doing Atlantis and you're introducing that whole world and Namor, then like half the movie is just gonna be setting up their world and their character. So like you split the time right there and then they just have a big war, at the end.
Do you think Marvel wants to do that though?
I don't know.
Because there'd be a bunch of black people fighting a bunch of white people on screen. I don't know if Marvel wants to do that.
Nah, they won't be white. Atlantis, they're gonna be They're already cast, buddy. They're gonna make them they're going like the Aquaman where they make them like Pacific Islanders. Like they're gonna be a minority as well.
Oh, so they're gonna be like Filipino.
Yeah, they're not about to have a bunch of no. Yeah,
be a bunch of white people just fighting a bunch of niggas.
Yeah. Although there are, and I don't know how much I believe this, but there's, the way the Spider-Man stuff was kind of like leaked and like ended up being credible.
Yeah.
Same credible outlets are kind of saying Doctor Doom is gonna pop up in Black Panther 2.
Ooh.
So.
Would you be mad at Michael B. Jordan coming back
to play Black Panther or Killmonger?
Well, Killmonger, who becomes Black Panther.
Yeah, because he's dead. Here's the only thing in the multiverse. I don't want them using this as a way to bring everyone back.
Hey, once they start die every day, B.
Once they start doing that, then I'm probably tapping out. Because death has to mean something. You know what I mean?
Shit, Vision back. You ain't say nothing about that.
Android.
And when a black man come back, you got a problem. See, man.
Right. Even then, though, like, even then, but even then, I'm under the impression that, like, this Vision that we saw in WandaVision, like the white one, yeah. I don't think he's everlasting. Like, I think he'll eventually kick the bucket. He's just there for some plot device, like either bring Ultron back or something like that, and then he'll be gone again.
Nah, you think Wanda gonna lose her? You need to have her fuck somebody, boy. You crazy.
She might get with Doctor Strange.
She might get with shit, man. She been looking sexy too lately. I ain't gonna lie.
I don't know. So, yeah, that's where we're at. Some more movie news. Your favorite movie of all time is getting a sequel.
Which one?
Your favorite movie of all time.
What? ATL? Yeah, my man Chip. See, it's too late. Yeah, it's too late, though. I don't like
it. It's way too late. Like, fam, what about the. Like, Atlanta. All right, ATL worked from like. It was a cool little premise, like, all right, y'all are some, you know.
And you know what? I want to walk that back because that movie ain't really that good to be my favorite.
I know it's not that good. I don't know why you think that. I don't know why you kept telling me that. I was like, ATL is your favorite movie of all time.
It was a good movie though at the time. It's a good feel good movie.
No. Here's what happened. You saw that movie at a time where you could relate to being that person. That's all it was. It wasn't that good. You saw yourself being Tip.
I was in high school, ain't it?
Yeah, you still you just wanted to be Tip. I had a dream. You just wanted to be Tip. Yeah,
you wanted to be Tip. I had a dream too. Maybe I wanted to draw cartoons, man. You think about that?
Well, no, I didn't, but you saw Buddy get his little lore in London.
I wanted lore in London too.
Yeah. He just wanted to be Tip. You didn't really care about the movie. He's related to Tip.
Man. That sounds kind of homosexual. I ain't like that.
Yo, you relating to Tip?
Yeah, pause.
Well, pause. Yeah, pause. T.I. Clipper Harris. That makes it a little bit better.
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, it was a good movie though. Now I'm thinking about it. It's really nostalgic. Yeah.
The last time I saw it was, I mean, it's been a few years, but like, I saw it with more adult eyes. I just can't get over T.I. playing the height. He did not look, it didn't look right. He looked crazy. It passed when I was a kid, but it looked crazy now.
Like, man, T.I. just stands out. Like that,
it do. It dog. Nah, look at it again.
It don't look like that, dog.
T.I. looks a little crazy now. Playing high school.
No, because the nigga's small, dog. What's crazy is Laura London just want to fuck this nigga. All this nigga do is draw comic books and roller skate. That's what's crazy about it. That's the crazy part. Like,
I'm trying to remember the movie. In real life,
dog, see if you fucking a nigga on the football team or something, dog. She not about to fuck no nigga out here just roller skating and shit.
Let me shoot some bail for that believability, right?
I don't believe it.
How much do you believe in like attractive women like that get picked on, not picked on like in a bad way, but like get picked on by like the dude who just had the confidence to talk to her, even though he's just average as hell?
No, I've never seen that in my life. That shit only happens in the movies, dog. I've never seen that shit happen in my life, dog.
I can't say because I mean, I don't know their lives personally, but there's a few people in my head who, like, I feel like you would think they just have a plethora of options at the hand, and they really don't. It's usually because they don't get approached.
No, I don't think that shit at all. Who's the baddest? Who's the baddest bitch at okay, BP, baddest thing, right? Who's she married?
You guys stop pulling. Stop pulling personal experiences. We about to stop doing
nobody
right now
knows. Nobody knows who that is.
Man, but in the event they do, then I gotta answer questions. I ain't trying to answer tonight. You got it. It's a whirlpool effect.
Oh yeah. All right. So yeah, see, man, I be giving it too real, man. That's why niggas don't fuck, man. That's the other pod, dog. Hey, that's another pod, dog. Niggas keep it real. But I've never in my life, dog, seen that shit happen in real life. I've never.
I'm not saying it's common. At least it just happens a lot.
I've never seen it happen in life.
Oh well.
I can't name one example. And be like, yeah, in real life, that Lauren London not fucking no fucking nigga out here. He cleaning up. He ain't selling no dope. This nigga cleaning up. He a janitor. He a janitor that draw funny books. And oh my God, all the bitches gonna fuck this nigga. Like, man, get the fuck out of here, dog. Get the fuck out of here.
It's Tip, man. Damn. Come on, man. It's Tip.
Nah, I don't believe that shit. Even though Tip did pull that thing, dog. Shout out to Tip.
Tip did.
Tip, damn, pour that thing, dog. Hey, shout out to Tip,
bro.
Tip was a real nigga, man.
What else when we dock it? Candyman came out today, but
you know what? That's probably the only example, dog. Fucking Tip. Yo, that's crazy.
Just dissected your whole mentality right there.
Yo, I just pulled this shit all together, man. Yo, and niggas don't even know what we talking about, but I know what we talking about. That's crazy.
Yeah, Candyman. Can you can see Candyman today or this weekend?
Hell no, I don't know what the fuck I'm gonna do, dog. If we all run the batted, dog, I'm getting drunk.
Yeah, I was like, Candyman, that's on. I'm hoping this good league comes out because I don't know how I got.
Oh, how about the movie weekend. Theater next to me closed?
Sea Turtle? Going...
Yeah, well, technically it's a Cinemark because it got bought out. It was a Sea Turtle, but anyway. Oh. Hey, yo, let me give niggas my address, man. He's gonna come see me. But anyway, this shit's closed, man. Niggas wasn't making no money. So now I gotta drive all the way to the island to go see a movie. That shit dead.
Oh, that's messed up for real.
That shit dead, bro.
I'm sorry. But yeah, no, I'm definitely, hopefully it's online. I just, like I was saying, I got a busy weekend, so I don't know how I'm gonna be able to even go, honestly. But we'll see.
Are you excited for it?
I am. I told you that trailer is one of the great, is the greatest trailer I've ever saw in my life with the puppets.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, that was a good trailer.
That was the most surreal. It may have helped. I was a little intoxicated, but that was one of the most surreal. Like, if you just, the job of a trailer is to set atmosphere and mood about what something is about and get you excited to see it. Mm-hmm. And for a horror movie, I don't think you do better than that. Like, that was legit. Creepy.
Yeah, I did like that.
Then you had the whole like police. Yeah, it was crazy. So I don't know. If I don't see it this weekend, maybe I'll be able to Shang-Chi double review it next week, maybe.
Yeah, I'm gonna wait for a good leak copy. I'm still waiting on Don't Breathe 2 to drop.
Well, here's the thing. Let's talk about it. I mean, we're pirates, I guess, in a way. The Aretha Franklin movie is already out in HD.
Who the hell is watching that Aretha Franklin movie?
I'm just saying, like, I'm just naming a movie that just came out in theaters. Is you can watch it HD right now.
Yeah, I ain't watching Aretha Franklin. I got to be on a plane to watch that shit.
Like, I saw Hitman's Wife's Bodyguard a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, I don't know HD.
That was straight. I mean, it wasn't really my suggestion. It was a group thing.
Wait, what group are you with? That's the suggestion.
My wife or best friend.
Why? Of all the movies in the world, you could spend 2 hours watching. That's what the consensus was.
Well, no. Well, we were looking for something new. Okay, this back to being the movie guy. When you're the movie guy and you've seen everything under the sun, you have to start watching stuff you probably never would have seen normally. And she wants to see it. And I like Ryan Reynolds and Samuel Jackson enough to give it a shot, even though I never saw the first one.
But see, that's the thing about being a movie guy, because like you know good movies, so even if you've seen it already, it doesn't mean that they probably haven't seen it.
Yeah, but also that's like when you know people's taste, like you know if they're gonna like something or not.
Yeah, so like, I mean, the movie, I ain't gonna lie, that movie was kind of a failure on your part.
No, it wasn't my suggestion. I just it was like she put it to a vote. I wasn't against it, so threw them one.
Nah, man, you could have changed their lives that night and showed them something like it was a crazy movie that they would have never seen before. That's what it's about. That's what being a movie guy is about. With great power comes great responsibility.
But it doesn't matter if they don't like certain things. Like this one particular, she doesn't like horror movies. So there's some, those are completely off the list.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Action movies, yeah, kind of, sort of. Old movies, no. My wife won't watch any old movies, so like I can't get into Die Hard and, you know, even the little Strange Days movie, which is a cult classic. You know, like it's just so many variables I have to keep in consideration when I recommend a movie. I can't just name, you know. It's up to me. If it was up to me, we watch Pulp Fiction every day.
Yeah, but you could find something good. Like, you could find something like if you play Pulp Fiction for somebody, have they ever seen Pulp Fiction?
My wife has. She hasn't. It's on the list.
Yeah, man, so it's just like things like you could give somebody an experience, and then you know what I'm saying? You should do that more. You should do that more often. You shouldn't just settle for the his bodyguard.
Well, I mean, yeah, you gotta make
sense. Because, like, when you show me Alien, that should change my whole life.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, you know, it's range. You gotta range.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you change people's lives, man. And you ain't get that shit back. You can only see the shit one time. That's the thing with movies. You can only see movies one time.
But on the flip side, though, you saw Alien, and I also showed you Red Dawn. So, I mean, hey.
Yeah.
Sometimes you gotta watch a movie just to watch a movie.
Okay.
We did also watch The Green Knight, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That was pretty.
Wait, what's The Green Knight? That's the one with Seth Rogen?
No. You're talking about Green Hornet. Green Knight is from A24. It's a fantasy movie. So basically, Buddy, hold up. Why my nose is running so much? So Buddy it's like the medieval times. This giant, well, he's not even giant, I would say. Larger than normal, like tree man, who's like a knight, right? Comes in, challenges anyone.
Oh, I was just watching that.
Yeah, he cuts Buddy head off, right?
Yeah, don't tell me the rest because I ain't finished it.
Okay, I'll leave it alone then.
I'll watch Green Knight, that's cool.
Yeah,
so, you know, it's a good date movie. Let me give you a good date movie for the young boys. I don't think niggas know Knocked Up. I don't think niggas know Knocked Up.
You know, surprisingly, movies you would think everyone knows about, people don't know about.
I don't think they do.
Knocked Up is a good date movie. You know what's good? No, you know what, actually?
That was my first. That was my second one.
I still think, actually, table that. We should do a good date movie list. So table that topic. That's up to you.
25 and under. 25 and under. I don't think they know Knocked Up.
We'll do that. We'll do a date list. We'll do a date list movie for 25 and under. Help the young.
Even
generation.
Though I ain't dating no more, but y'all young niggas, y'all could do that.
Give them some game. Yeah, so yeah. Well,
get
what
that Ibotta, bitch. Get that.
Yo.
Get that. You know what I'm saying? But shit. See, the problem is y'all young.
Casamigos now. Casamigos now.
Yeah, it's Casamigos. See, y'all the game is fucked up, and then the drugs, they putting fentanyl in it to duck the game and change. Nobody care about each other no more.
Yeah. All right. So, I mean, what's going on? I feel like, I mean, Kanye and Drake are still fighting.
Yeah.
I don't know. Listen, I ain't got too much to get these people.
He's
a hour pause. He's kind of like, it's quick and efficient to me.
Yeah. No, hold on. This is the last question. Do you think Drake really hacked SportsCenter?
Oh, the certified level? No. No.
So you think SportsCenter, like, how much pull does this man have? Like, what's
more
crazy?
I don't think that's coming out September 3rd. I don't think that was even Drake's team.
You don't think that was Drake? What the fuck was that?
Oh, I think someone being funny. Because even then, I believe, because Academics is a more plugged-in source on Drake than what SportsCenter would be. I believe he said something about there's an October date set.
That's crazy.
So, I mean, I would go off whatever Academic says versus that SportsCenter. That was weird, too. Came in the middle. Like, if Drake's a rollout his album, he's not about to do it on SportsCenter like that.
Yeah, but he would. Because he knows it's going to get picked up.
Yeah, but he would do it like, what's the biggest thing? Like the Woodley Paul fight this weekend. He would do it like then.
Yeah, I guess. But I don't know. I feel like now it's like more, you know what I mean? It's more like subtle. Like it's more
like put it somewhere where it shouldn't be and see what happens.
Yeah, somewhere where it shouldn't be. You know it's going to get ripped. You know people are going to talk about it. And now it's like, yo, did he really? It's funny because it's like, did he really hack SportsCenter or not?
Yeah, but here's the trick about that kind of stuff. You and I know that, but there's a lot of people who won't know about this.
Everybody know about that, man.
Like it's a weird, like you would think. Cause like I read something about marketing. I forgot what I was reading about marketing, but like it makes sense because I wonder why the people who are so big and so well known still put their stuff out during Super Bowl. Cause it's still like you still have to account for as many people as possible. You can't just rely on the fact that the Super Bowl still gets all these commercials. Like Marvel really doesn't need to put. I was under the impression that Marvel should experiment not doing a Spider-Man trailer. Or in-game trailer. I feel like the movie sold itself. Yeah, what do we get? You hear me?
I'm back.
Yeah. You might get nervous now.
Damn.
Did you hear what I said, though?
Yeah, you don't know how people, blah, 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 do something marketing. You got to reach as many people as you can.
Oh, yeah. Let's say, like, once I just realized, yeah, once I just sat down and realized, oh, yeah, that's why everyone still spends buku money on the Super Bowl ad. It's just because, you know, it's the most eyes you can get at one time. And, like, it's just traffic. Because, like, at legit, like, Endgame did not need any more. It didn't need any promotion. It really didn't.
Yeah.
I would say the same for what's some other Coke? Coca-Cola doesn't need to make ads, technically. McDonald's, like these are Americana fabrics, but yet they're still spending all this money on promotion.
But maybe they do need ads.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, like you still, as big as you are, you still need to promote. That's why Drake would just throw out his album date on SportsCenter on Friday. And like that just seems very.
Here's a curveball in all your arguments. Okay. Tesla spends it. You ever seen a Tesla commercial?
No.
It's the number one selling car in the US.
But you can argue Elon Musk does all the advertising for Tesla.
But they don't spend a dollar on commercials.
They don't, but
you know that?
But Tesla is combined to one person. Who's the person? When you think Coca-Cola, there's no one person you can think of.
Yeah.
For Marvel, Marvel would be Kevin Feige, but like that's if you're in the know. Like the average Joes who watch the movie don't know about Kevin Feige like that, you know?
Yeah, but I mean, Drake is one person.
Yeah, but it's music, though.
Music, cars are still selling.
Yeah, but like but cars are constant. Like when Drake drops, like here's the thing, Drake, all right, not saying he's Beyonce, but if Drake's gonna do any rollout, it's not gonna be like that. He's doing no rollout, or he's doing what Kanye's doing. He's doing the most extravagant rollout.
This is a crazy one or the other.
There's no reason. There's no nothing that gets gained by doing something like SportsCenter drop. On Friday, like there's nothing, like it's either nothing or everything.
Yeah.
So that's how I see it. Let me tell you one thing before I guess we call it a wrap. I think the debate in this is the means to an end versus like consequences. I think that's what all this subjectively, right?
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather? Okay, what's your favorite thing to do in the world?
Fuck, I don't even know. Have options hit. That's probably the most fun I've ever had in my life. Okay, and mushrooms.
I got word this different. I got word this in a certain way. because depending on what your desire is, the cap, I have to find the extreme of that cap, of that wish.
Like I hit like a 100-bagger. Hit a 100-bagger. That's like, here, oh man.
Would you rather? That's tricky though, because that's, oh yeah, okay, that still works. Would you rather live 5 years with all the mushrooms you can possibly eat without having to worry about going to jail or anything like that, anything crazy, like any consequences that you might think about, whatever it is that stops you from eating mushrooms all the time, that doesn't exist, right? So you get that 5 years, and every option you hit hits, right?
Yeah.
You get to do that for 5 years.
Right.
Flip side is, in 10 you for 10 years after that, all your options don't hit, and you never can get high off mushrooms ever again.
Yeah, I definitely would take that.
You would?
I definitely, fuck yeah, I take that. You know, fuck your heart.
What about this? Now, what about 10 years, the 10 years first, to get, and then you get the 5 years? Which basically, yeah, so would you rather...
No, give me the 5 years.
So you'd rather suffer the good and lose it all, or suffer
shit. I don't even need 5 years. All I need is a week. Give me a week and all my options hit, dog. Shit is going down. The bitches could never hit again.
Well, listen, okay. Well, okay. That, well, okay. Well, let me give me change. A week. Well, since your wish involves money, let me change it. You get to live 5 years as a multi-millionaire.
But then I go broke.
But then you get like homeless. Like, nah. Like 10 years, you're homeless.
Nah. I ain't trying to be homeless for 10 years. That shit be rough. Can I save the money or nothing?
It's like someone says, Lance, you can have 5 years of being a multimillionaire, but then you're about to be homeless for 10. Or how about this? You have to live off like 10,000. Like you have to live off a very small amount of money for a year, right? For 10 years. Or for 5 years, I said it wrong. For 5 years, you have to be homeless or live off $10,000 a year. But for 10 years, you're gonna be a multimillionaire.
Yeah, see, like I would do 5 years I ain't gonna lie, I'd be 5 years homeless first. I'd do 5 years homeless. And then after that, I'd be a multimillionaire for 10 years. Then what happens after the 10 years?
Well, that's it. It's just, would you rather suffer the bad first?
Oh, so basically, all I got to do is be homeless.
Yeah, okay. So you suffer the bad first for a longer period of time. Wait, that's it, right?
No, I have to be homeless for 10 years.
Yeah, yeah. So you suffer the bad for a longer period of time.
See, if I was younger, this shit would be a no-brainer. But at 30, dog, I want to be homeless for 10 years. That shit hurt. But
that's
if
what I'm
saying. A multimillionaire for 5, I mean, I'm basically going to die a multimillionaire.
That's what I'm saying. People, means to an end allows people to justify things, I think, more. Because in the other scenario where you get to have all the money in the world now, but then you have to live terribly for double that length, it's a consequence.
Yeah.
But the other way around is like, all right, I'm suffering, but at the end of this tunnel is a light.
Yeah, see, that's real. That's crazy. Because, boy, that 10 years is going to feel like 20 years.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you're going to have the same existence, and it's going to suck. But yeah, it seems like people rather get out the way now.
Yeah, that's the way to do it.
Because, like, you can't be homeless after you've been a millionaire. Like, how do you cope with that?
Nah, you would kill yourself. You would literally kill yourself, dog. You would kill yourself. Like,
but can you last being homeless to get to, like, is it ever going to be worth it? Like, we eating a hamburger out the trash? Like, this will be worth it one day.
Yeah, the other way around is worth it, because then at the end of it, they can't just take it from you. If you're a multimillionaire and then they just take all your money and make you homeless, like, fuck. Then after you homeless, you still going to be homeless. But if you homeless, then you become a multimillionaire, then it's done. Shit, I'm still rich. That's how I see it.
Yeah.
Or I go back to where I was at after the fact? Either way, I'd still take that. But well, I'm not trying to be homeless.
Yeah. I guess after each period is over, you go back to being wherever you're at normally. But it's just I guess it's how would you weather the storm for the gains, I guess.
Nah, but I wouldn't do that. I'm not being homeless for no fucking 10 years. Fuck that. Fuck that. That shit not fun. You know how boring that shit would be? You're just homeless.
But like, you could live.
I'm not no fucking sex. I'm not no fucking sex symbol, though. I can't just go to a bar and just fuck bitches every night, like, buddy. You heard about that?
whoa, sometime. Like who?
Dog, buddy's 26 years old, live in New York. He homeless, but how he cope with being homeless? He just go to the bars every night and then just fuck chicks. And then he go to their house and
who sleep with him? Do they know he's homeless?
No. Listen, buddy got a system, dog. Buddy wake up, you know what I'm saying? Wherever the fuck he wake up, he got his like three outfits. He go into like a GNC or a YMCA shower, then go into a GNC.
Yeah. He told me because you told me we had some conversation about homeless before and you brought Buddy up. I remember.
Yeah, I ain't no fucking sex symbol, though. I can't just be doing no shit. Like, I'm not fucking these bitches. I can't just be fucking bitches every day.
Oh, that's nasty. All right. Yeah. Sorry, I had to do the pod in a different room, hence me holding the mic the whole pod. Well, you got anything else you want to add on? Although I think I'm about to wrap it up.
Yeah, buy a safe move. That's all I got. Financial advice. I'm not a financial advisor.
Exactly.
I don't know why we say that, but that's what people say.
Well, again, episode 29, House of Cloud Podcast. Make sure you check us out on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, anywhere you can stream and podcasts are available. And take Woodley. Woodley's knocking out Jake Paul this weekend.
No, he's not. Words. He not knocking him out.
Man, take the bet.
He not knocking him out.
Yeah, you're right. I want to see another black man go down. Nate Robinson was cool, but
he not knocking out Jake Paul.
You know what hurt? You know, here's why I think Jake Paul might lose because he's getting too cocky. You heard what he said about Myles Garrett?
He said he could beat Logan Paul could beat Myles Garrett.
I'm sorry, Jake Paul.
Yeah. No, he said Logan could beat him.
Oh, he said...
But he said he could beat him too, I guess.
Yeah, but like he's looking at what he did Nate Robinson as an example. Like, fam, no. Myles Garrett is 6'3", fam.
Yeah, but I mean, it's still boxing. It's still a sport. Like, it's still shit.
But he's not professional enough to where he can just fight at a size disadvantage. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I mean, it's boxing, though.
Floyd can fight at a side disadvantage. Them boys fight anyone with 20 pounds, 30 pounds more, a couple inches. The boys not knocking them down like they think they are. It's not going to go down like that. Like an athlete is going to keep up with them if they have at least some training as well, of course. Because, I mean, of course, an amateur boxer versus a just street nigga is probably on the edge. But when you add in that physicality that Myles Garrett has and the fact that he's a genetic freak and like he's a real athlete in his prime, nah, bro, nah. I don't care how long you've been boxing, bro. You ain't got it.
But he bigger than, he bigger than Jake, but him and Logan about the same size, ain't he?
Myles Garrett can't be the same as Logan Paul, bro.
He probably got more weight on him, but height wise and reach wise, they probably about the same.
Yeah, but it's gotta be like 50 pounds. Because what Logan Paul fought Floyd with 205 maybe?
Yeah, I mean, maybe? But height is about the reach. That's what it's about.
Yeah, but
the weight don't really matter. It's really about the reach.
Yeah, I mean the weight matters because if you ain't hitting him in the face, them boys are gonna absorb more body shots.
Yeah, but you're not trying to knock him out. You're just trying to win.
Yeah, but I don't think Myles Garrett. We'll see.
He's just trying to win at that point.
I'm comparing what Chad Ochocinco did.
Yeah, Chad beat Buddy up, damn man.
Yeah, and like I'm just thinking the fact that even though he said he has some boxing training himself, I'm just looking at the fact that he did that. Myles Garrett is different, bro. I think it's different.
Yeah, he probably
take the help. He tried to kill that white boy that won the Thursday night football game with the helmet.
Probably wouldn't, but I don't know, man. Boxing is different, man. Boxing's kind of hard.
You're right. We'll see.
Pull counter, you know what I'm saying?
We'll see. All right, man. Well, let's roll out episode 29. We are out.